News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. More fallout from the 2008 financial crisis. In court, Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady has more.
16 big banks that set a key global interest rate are being sued by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC accusing Bank of America, JP Morgan, Citigroup, and others of fraud and conspiring to keep the rate low to benefit their own bottom lines. It's a civil lawsuit, the FDIC trying to recover rate manipulation-related losses at 10 failed U.S. banks taken over by the agency. Four of the banks named in the suit, Barclays, RBS, UBS, and a Netherlands bank, have already paid more than $2 billion to settle rate-rigging charges with U.S. and European regulators. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Governor Scott Walker says students who can pass high school algebra in 7th or 8th grade would have more flexibility to take advanced courses. The Republican governor signed a bill today into law that would let 7th and 8th graders get high school credits for 9th through 12th grade courses. The study materials, the tests, and the teachers would have to be the same as those in the high school classrooms. Students would also have to show potential competence in completing those advanced classes. Walker signed the bill at a middle school in West Bend this morning. Later today, he was at Mosinee at the cold storage unit there where they work with a lot of cheese, talking about his Better Bottom Line program.
We're going to need more workers. And to me, when you've got people who could otherwise be gainfully employed sitting at home, it's not good for employers, it's not good for the taxpayers, and most importantly, it's not good for those individuals because there's value they get out of the dignity of work, and we're trying to help empower that. So that's why we wanted to be here today.
One of the programs that Walker has been supporting is a bipartisan-supported program that helps get people that have different abilities into the workforce. If you get an email that says you've been evicted from your home, don't open it. State Consumer Protection officials say it's the latest effort by scammers to infect your computer and use malicious software to suck up your personal data. Jared Albrecht with the DATCP said his department has already had two formal complaints about the scam since February. In sports, UW-Madison taking out Minnesota in men's basketball at the Big Ten Tournament, 83-57, pretty much a cakewalk. Ben Brust, the star of that show. B.J. Raji, a one-year deal with the Packers, so he'll stay for another year. UW-Stevens Point Pointers upset on their home court. In the last couple of seconds, Emory Eagles getting a three-pointer to ice the game in overtime. End of season for the top-ranked Pointers. Storm Track 9 forecast for tonight from Tony Schumacher, down to 18 degrees with a few flurries possible. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.